Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It is 8:40 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning, 61 degrees, and I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And it's time for another Come See Me report presented in part by South State Bank, Senior Benefit Center, and Green Funeral Home.
For nearly 70 years, Green Funeral Home has been Rock Hill's hometown funeral home. This is Frank Green. Our family has been serving your family since 1954 with two locations, downtown and the Northwest Chapel.
Go online to greenfuneralhome.net.
Your Medicare coverage should fit your life. At Senior Benefit Center in Rock Hill, they can offer you free guidance evaluating plan options to ensure the coverage meets your health and financial needs. Make a plan to pick your plan at Senior Benefit Center, 147 Hurlong Avenue.
I'm Bo Redman with South State Bank. With our innovative and tailored banking solutions paired with top-tier service and expertise, we're fully equipped to help you navigate your financial journey. Visit us at your local office or at southstatebank.com. South State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome in once again to Palmetto Mornings. It's 8:41, 61 degrees, and I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Okay, we've got our big Everything Trucks event, which is a very popular attraction during the Come See Me Festival, happening on Saturday, April the 20th from 9 to noon. And we've got the team leaders here in the studio, Jack Leitner and Sarah Stoggins. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Okay, so Jack, I don't really know who enjoys this more, the kids or the parents, to be honest with you, because when I brought my little one out there, Collins, I've enjoyed it just as much as she has. But let's walk our listeners and viewers through kind of what they can expect there at First Baptist Church on Saturday.
Yeah, so it starts at 9 o'clock, 9 to noon, like you said, and we've got a good turnout coming this year. So from, Rock Hill Fire Department, and we have the AME is bringing a new 80-ton crane, and they have not been out in a few years, so we're excited to have them back. And we have the helicopter, the medevac, coming back in, and then concrete trucks and police department and just about everything you can think of.
And this is a day where kids and parents, as Lucas likes to say, can actually like climb on the trucks, get in the trucks, honk the horns, all the things, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Some loud horns.
I live near there, and I can hear it all the time. And I always say, that's Everything Trucks happening, for sure. Sarah, what's that conversation like when you're communicating with these organizations to have them bring their vehicles? Do you have to do a lot of explaining, or?
Not at all.
Okay,
not
yeah.
They look forward to it. I think that it's really impactful for the kids and the families to really see the size, because they're just looking out across the field seeing these equipment and everything operating. But when you get beside it, it's pretty amazing just to see them light up. And I think the drivers really enjoy the experience of it.
That's actually a pretty good perspective, because you pass them on the road and your depth perception is a little off, because you're also in a vehicle. But whenever you can walk up to them and touch them and you can say, well, it's a big truck or a big vehicle, it does kind of take your breath away a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, and you say the parents, but the drivers and the equipment operators, I think they enjoy it the most.
Yeah, and I think it's cool, too, because, you know, they were a kid one day who might have seen a fireman in a fire truck and said, hey, that's what I want to do. So, you know, these are their future employees, you know, that can really start a learning of, this is maybe something I want to do. I want to be able to drive that truck one day. So
I work that crane.
That's right.
So how big is the crane that they're bringing?
It's an 80-ton crane coming.
Yep. I'm excited.
Exactly. And no matter all these fantastic vehicles you have, and you know what I get so much enjoyment from is Smooth Move will bring just one of their box trucks, and the kids will run all day long inside that box
they
truck.
They sure will.
It's an empty box truck, and that's always the longest line out there at Everything Trucks.
Up and down the ramp.
That's all they want to do, which that's is right. a lot of fun, for sure.
Well, on moving day, they're not allowed to do that. They're like, get out. Right. We got
that's
stuff
right.
to do.
Oh, man. What do folks need to keep in mind, before they come out there? Anything's in particular to bring or not to bring? And this is really open to everyone, right? I know it's geared towards kids, but if you've got kids that are a little up in age, like, everyone's welcome at this event.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Everybody's welcome. everybody's excited about it. We're excited about it. It's free. Come on out. Enjoy it. Glenn and Glenda will be there. We also have some surprises that aren't just trucks, so come on out and see some surprises there. So
we like that.
I like a tease.
This is at First Baptist Church right off of Dave Law Boulevard. They've got that huge parking lot there, so a great use of space there. It is free. Guys, I'm trying to think what else to help people. Bring your sunscreen, especially if it's sunny.
I was going to say sunscreen and maybe a water bottle.
Yeah, that's right. Because you're around all that concrete.
And no pets. Pets. Yep. Unless it's a service animal. So
there you go.
We always like to give a shout out to our two sponsors of the event, York County Natural Gas, like you said, and then my cousin Trip Light and Orthodontics. So.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate all those that sponsor the Come See Me Festival. These sponsors really help to undercut the cost. So all these events, for the most part, are free or at a very reduced cost. And we appreciate them. And we appreciate the team leaders like Jack and Sarah for organizing this and getting involved and, you know, just planning a fun time for families. That's fantastic.
And the volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We couldn't do it without the volunteers.
They're wearing those fashionable purple shirts when you see them
right.
out
Thanks
and about.
Thanks to you, help for them.
So if you want to volunteer next year and collect the whole set of Come See Me volunteer shirts, then you can go ahead and sign up, and you can start collecting your whole rainbow full of all kinds of shirts. They're all kind of different colors and sizes, and it's a lot of fun for sure. Jack Leitner, Sarah Stoggins, again, just some of the team leaders of the Come See Me Festival, and they are responsible for everything trucks. Saturday, April the 20th, 9 to noon, free event out there at First Baptist Church in Rock Hill, located right off of Dave Law Boulevard. It's 8:46 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning, 61 degrees.